You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The expiration of President Donald Trump's emergency order over Washington, D.C.'s police force marks a significant moment in local governance. This order allowed Trump to take control of the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, due to a declared crime emergency. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb challenged this action, arguing that the law did not permit presidential control over a local police force. This legal challenge led the Justice Department to scale back its demands, focusing only on specific police services related to immigration enforcement. Despite the reduced demands, the federal takeover affected daily life in D.C. Federal agents assisted MPD officers at traffic checkpoints and conducted immigration sweeps, resulting in over 1,600 arrests, with 80% facing misdemeanors or low-level charges. The ongoing debate over D.C.'s self-governance continues, with some Republican lawmakers attempting to reduce local control by introducing legislation to repeal the Home Rule Act, which allows D.C. residents to elect their own mayor and city council. If successful, this would shift more decision-making power to Congress. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton and advocates for D.C. statehood argue that these efforts undermine local control and self-governance. Norton views the repeal attempts as evidence of progress towards statehood, asserting that they strengthen the case for D.C. becoming a state. The Home Rule Act is crucial for providing D.C. residents with a degree of self-governance, a shift from historical congressional control over local matters. Bills like the Bowser Act aim to repeal the Home Rule Act, which Norton argues would take away the limited democracy D.C. residents currently have. Historically, Congress has legislated on mundane local issues, highlighting the lack of local autonomy before the Home Rule Act. Despite claims of reduced crime during the federal operation, concerns about resident trust and the federal presence persist. An MPD report indicated a 15% drop in overall crime during the federal operation compared to the previous year, including a 39% decline in violent crime. Mayor Muriel Bowser acknowledged decreases in gun violence and carjackings, but warned that cooperation between MPD and federal immigration agents undermines trust in local policing. Even with the emergency order ending, MPD Police Chief Pamela Smith's order allowing limited cooperation with federal immigration authorities remains in effect. Thousands of National Guard troops and additional federal officers continue to be deployed, and immigration raids persist. Concerns about crime, including carjackings and homicides, are cited by those advocating for the repeal of the Home Rule Act. While homicides increased, overall violent crime reportedly decreased. Congress is considering measures that could expand federal power over D.C., creating tension with local officials advocating for autonomy. House Republicans are proposing bills to tighten sentencing laws and lower the age for trying juveniles as adults, which would restrict the D.C. Council's authority on criminal justice. In response, Democrats, including Senator Chris Van Hollen and Delegate Norton, have reintroduced legislation granting D.C. full control over its police and National Guard. D.C. Councilmember Christina Henderson emphasized the city's vulnerability under the current administration. The U.S. Senate is set to decide on D.C.'s fate in a funding bill amidst potential cuts to city services. Congressional power over D.C.'s governance remains significant, with some members seeking to exert more control, particularly over policing. The D.C. statehood movement aims to make D.C. the 51st state, granting residents full voting representation in Congress and greater autonomy. The House passed statehood bills in 2020 and 2021, marking progress for the movement. Norton consistently opposes federal interventions, viewing them as undermining D.C. residents' democratic rights. Historically, Congress has been involved in specific local matters, illustrating the extent of federal control before the Home Rule Act. The legal basis for federal intervention in D.C. governance regarding the emergency order and the Home Rule Act is not clearly defined. The articles focus on legislative attempts to repeal the Home Rule Act and the political debate surrounding D.C.'s autonomy. The cooperation between MPD and federal immigration agencies is contentious, particularly since D.C. is a sanctuary city. Concerns about public safety and trust frame the community impact of these federal actions. Copyright, African Elements.